Wake up, get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFN.
Hello, it's Numpty, Webster and Clarty Claire.
That goes too well for my liking.
It kind of fits the description for both of us.
Hey, I'm not dirty.
Well, you're clumsy, though. Your granny noticed and called you a right clort. She came out with that belter.
Yeah.
And I got us chatting about Scottish words. I think we underuse them.
Definitely. The only one that I really use is to say the weather is dreek.
I know. And there's so many amazing Scottish words that we should keep them alive, Claire. And we got a lot of responses on this one. We wanted you to call us with a Scottish word and use it in a sentence. So first up, it was...
My name's Eleanor, and my favourite word is flag.
Flag?
Yeah, I got a right flag, a right strike.
Oh, right.
When somebody boufs you, you get a right flag.
When someone boufs you, you get a right flag. So bouf means frighten, scare you.
Yeah.
And then flag means...
Right.
Yeah, you know when you come up beside somebody and go, bouf?
No, never heard this.
Have you never done it?
We need to get boufing.
You've lived a sheltered life if you've never done that, Webster.
I know. Right, and then we got a call from Joyce, who had a word that we should use more often.
This is an appearance and look. Didn't it be so glickit?
Glickit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so if you're staring off into the distance, yeah. I like that word.
I say it to Webster quite a lot.
Or yep. My kids are watching they're playing with their screens too much.
That's right.
You're going to go glickit.
Aye.
And it seems there's some words, Scottish dialect, that comes from Dundee and some from Perth, and either or are not aware of them.
Yeah, like tackle.
Tackle means good. It means excellent. It means amazing. That is tackle, man. Dinghies is mainly Perth, I think.
Yeah, I grew up in Kinross and we used that at school. So again, Perthshire.
So dinghies is a word for ignoring you or I don't believe you. Dinghies. Bob called us. Bob, what favourite Scottish word, please?
My favourite Scottish word is scullery.
Scullery.
Just to get this right, it's like a utility room.
Well, we called it my granny called it the kitchen. Tap them dishes through to the scullery, should we say.
Scullery. Let's keep that alive.
That's a good one, isn't it?
That's
yes,
a beauty, Bob.
Love it.
That's tackle, mate.
Okay, mate.
And we saved the best for last because...
This is so funny.
Christine called us. She wanted to get involved using Scottish words in a sentence.
Oh, Ken, what? I'm going to run to the back, Ace.
Now, that means you're heading out the back to play?
The back garden, yep.
The backies.
The backies. See, a backie for me was when you used to jump on someone's back and give them like a piggyback.
Right. That's true, yeah. So it means different things in different parts of the country.
Yeah.
Because
when you say, look, I'm going to run to the backies, but I hang my washing out. That means in the back garden.
You're not going to hang it out?
Hang it out.
Hang it out.
Love this.
Hang it out, pal. Out the backies. And what would you call, this is just a little debate, what word do you use to describe when you go to the toilet for not a wee? You've got two choices. You get the J word or the T word.
T word?
What's that?
Tolly.
Oh, no, I don't use nothing like that, no.
I think that's an Angus thing.
No, I don't use that.
And what's the J word?
Oh, no, a jobby.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even use that either.
I didn't want to say that. I thought you were a lady.
Yuck. No, I don't even use that either.
And hasn't your friend, Claire, actually got an aversion to that J word?
Yes. It makes them have a little bit of sick in their mouth.
That's when you know it's a brilliant word, when it causes a reaction like that. Wake up with Webster. We're on every weekday, 6 till 10 on TFM. Bro.
Tackle.
Wake up. Get out of bed.
Wake up with Webster. Go.
In the morning.
TFM.